agriculture, going with the grain. Singaporean businessman falls in love with Thai Hom Mali brown rice and starts selling an organic version in his country. Ching Sen Kai, a Singaporean businessman who lost his steel business in the wake of the Asian financial crisis in 1997, ended up falling in love with the charm and taste of Thai Hom Mali, that is fragrant or jasmine, brown rice after a visit to Chiang Mai a decade ago. He did not eat any Hom Mali brown rice while he was there, but his traveling companion took some back home and cooked it for him for New Year's. When he tasted his first spoonful, he thought it was so fantastic that he felt sure he could easily market the rice in Singapore. And that was the start of the Suka House Thailand Company, an organic brown rice producer and exporter. Mr. Chiang visited Chiang Mai again to survey the rice market and learned organic rice is better, as chemicals are not applied during farming and cultivation. Moreover, demand for organic rice is very high in Singapore, as people there have become more health conscious. He was introduced to Associate Professor Danawa Pengont, the director of Meizhou University's Institute of Product Quality and Standardization, or IQS, who agreed to help him in terms of organic rice farming know-how. We're lucky to work with the IQS, which assists us in coordinating with the Lampun Cooperative in encouraging farmers in the north to grow organic brown rice for us, said Mr. Chiang. Then, Suka House was established to cement the three-party cooperation in 2007. They started promoting organic brown rice farming and supporting farmers in 8 provinces in the upper north to produce organic Hom Mali brown rice. Associate Professor Danuat said the alliance with Suka House has benefited Thai farmers and is in line with Meizhou's goal of promoting organic farming. Organic brown rice farming can yield 750 to 1,350 kilograms a rai, similar to traditional farming, but with little or no chemicals, which cost 4,000 to 5,000 baht a rai. But rice farmers are generally still less interested in organic farming as they cannot find anywhere to sell the rice. So they continue growing rice in the same way and opt for the government's rice pledging scheme, he said. Currently, the contract farming areas under Suka House comprise 3,500 rai in Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, Prah, Mekong Son, Payao, and Uttara Dit in the north, along with Chaiapum in the northeast for 500 farmers. Rice production is 1,600 tons per year. Suka House is set to buy organic brown rice from farmers at 22 baht per kilogram, or 22,000 baht a ton, which is more than the 20,000 baht per ton guaranteed by the government under its pledging scheme. Last year, Suka House exported 40 to 50 containers with 22 tons each to Singapore. This year, its rice export volume will rise by 10%. The company has already entered Hong Kong, Indonesia, and Brunei, and is eyeing Europe for next year. With the rising export target, we'll expand our brown rice farming areas to 4,000 to 5,000 rai next year, said Mr. Chiang. He said his Chang Organic Rice brand offers red brown, jasmine brown, mixed brown, and black and white glutinous rice. The company's organic brown rice is priced 15% higher than normal rice. Suka House plans to open an organic restaurant in Chiang Mai next year as a pilot project to promote the rice. If successful, it will be developed into a chain operation.